Now you know where it comes from. I want to talk about the unbalanced chazan this morning. The unbalanced chazan that we've all had. I had the pleasure of having such a chazan this week. And it happens from time immemorial. And this is the unbalanced chazan. The unbalanced chazan gets up and says, when he becomes a chazan, there's one thing to work on and one thing alone. I have to daven. There's nothing else in the world. I have to daven. There's no other considerations that go into that. Nothing. I have to daven. And therefore, if he comes up with that point of view, usually davening will be long or short. Halavai. Long. I'll give you the example. I had a chazan, and believe me, anyone listening can call me at any time of the night and say, Rabbi Grunstein, you're wrong. But I do not have a reputation of davening long. I do not have a reputation of my davening being slow. But this chazan I couldn't keep up with. He would... till we get to Shmoneh Esrei, till we get to the Amidah. He got to the Amidah. I was able to catch up, daven in Amidah, I hope with Kavana. And this guy stands what we call in Yiddish a langa Shmoneh Esrei, a long Amidah, privately. And then once again, Chazar Shas. Unbalanced chazan number one. The rest of the davening, the Pesukei Dezimra, the brachos before Kriyat Shema, no reference whatsoever. He just invests in his private Amida, and he does so on the account of who? You and me and everyone else. Unbalanced chazan number two. He actually looks at the whole davening, again comes with the point of view of only davening is in front of me, no other considerations, and therefore he davens long, and very long. He goes ahead and every bracha takes forever, people are waiting for him, because from his perspective, you have to daven. I want to say this morning that if we want Judaism to be normal, that is not only an abnormal point of view, that is against halacha. Now let's start with abnormal. Abnormal is a person that comes into the world and says there is an absolute law thing that I want to do that trumps all others. So the world can be falling apart, but I'm going to do this anyway. Example, you have a daughter that's very sick, she's going to the emergency room, you call in an ambulance, the house is in havoc, you have other children in the house. One of the pipes busted, it's very cold outside, and you say, 4:20, gotta go to Mincha. It's abnormal. Life, by definition, is complex and has many different things tagging at your time. And anyone that lives in the real world knows there is no absolutes when it comes to life. We are always trying to balance different things. And to get up as a chazan who represents a tzibur, meaning a true messenger of people that are dealing with real life, which is constantly a balance between different values, and say there's only one thing in my mind, davening, is not being a true messenger of that tzibur. Because the tzibur is dealing with different things. They have schedules, they have pressures, they have challenges, they have triumphs, they have failures, and you come up there. Now I'm only a chazan. Shut off my cell phone, which I think you should for davening. Shut off my cell phone, shut off my life. I don't have a wife, I don't have children. I am just davening, and I'm going to say every single word with kavana, and I'm going to do it in mincha that takes 10 minutes. It's going to take 30 minutes, because I don't care. That's not a true messenger of the congregation, and it's abnormal. A person that can do that and can get up there and say, I'm a chazan, that's all I am, in my opinion, is not living in a normal world, and he shouldn't be a messenger of a congregation of normal people. But halachically, and this is my second point, who is a true chazan? Who should be the chazan? We have, in halacha, one example of a chazan. One example, Maseches Tainis. Right now, Baruch Hashem, the skies have opened in Israel, and we're sitting in the middle of a rainstorm. But if there is a drought, which there was just weeks ago, then you have a public fast day, and you have a public service in the street. I'm sure you learned the Gemaras and Maseches Tainis, the Mishnahs, the Gemaras. And the Gemara says in Maseches Tainis, who is the chazan that you nominate to stand before the congregation in this dire time of need? when everyone's fasting, ad hoc fast day, meaning not like Asara B'Teves this Friday, oh, it happened long ago, we're commemorating it, but rather, there is an ad hoc problem right in front of us. Who do you nominate as chazan? Anybody know? Guesses? Anyone?
According to the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, someone who can sing and has a beard.
Someone who?
Who has a singing voice.
Not that I know. No, I don't know. Meseches Tainus. Who do you nominate as a chazan? Anybody? Anyone? Who do you nominate as a chazan? There's a drought outside. Who is going to be the most appropriate, suitable chazan to lead the congregation?
A rabbi.
A rabbi. Wrong.
A mourner?
Keep on going, guys.
A mourner?
I'm looking for the Meseches Tainus. What?
A mourner?
A mourner. Quiet mourner.
A guy with a beard.
A guy with a beard. God, I love these answers. These are so funny. Keep on going. You guys are all over.
Good morning.
Pardon?
Good morning.
He's in mourning, so he has a chiyuv. Okay.
No, he has a beard.
He has a beard. Anyone else?
People shahul, mad with kids.
That too?
A sinner.
A sinner. A sinner. You want the sinner because he has a lot to do with it.
So in Yeram Loez, I saw an interesting bit where it implies that someone who is married...
I quote to everyone, Tana Rabbanan, Meseches Tainus, listen carefully, 16a. Amdu b'tfila, this is a drought, this is the time when they're all in the street, they're fasting. Afapi sheyesh sam zaken v'chacham. Even if you find someone that's older in years and is a chacham, a rabbi, a gadol b'Yisrael, a talmid chacham, listen carefully. Alex, you sitting down? Don't get a heart attack on me. Okay? Bruce, I already see, is already jumping up. Ein moridin lifnei hateva. You don't put in front of the congregation as chazen. Ela adam haragil. Who would like to interpret those words? Adam haragil. What'd you say?
A regular guy.
A regular guy. I like that. A regular guy.
Yeah, that means a sinner.
A regular guy. Who's a regular guy? Anyone want to know? Who's a regular guy?
No, I'm Haaretz.
Eza hu ragil, the Gemara says. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, metupal ve'ein lo, v'yesh lo yigiyah basadeh, uveito rekam, ufir kol na'eh, v'shaval berech, umerutze la'am, v'yesh lo ni'ma, v'kolo arev, uvakil ikrot b'tor v'nevim, v'chtuvim, v'lishnot b'mitshura shot, v'halachot v'agadot, who is a regular guy? I quote, let's go. First of all, metupal, he has small children. Ve'einlo, he doesn't have enough money to support them. He doesn't have millions of dollars in the bank that he just takes out constant deposits and it never ends. It's not like the cell phone that you never have to recharge. He has to work for a living. And he's always thinking, how do I make my next payment? And if I buy this house and I have to make mortgage payments, what am I going to do? That's the first thing on the list. Not the last, the first. In other words, he is a true representative of the majority of the people. There are very rich people. There are very poor people. Most of the people have to think, how do I make a living? Next, v'yeshto yigiyah basadeh. Today we would say he works for a living. Uveito rekam. Anyone want to interpret what that means? Uveito rekam. His house is empty.
Doesn't have a lot of stuff.
Later on, the Gemara explains what it means. It's a very hard statement. The Gemara later says, Beito rekamina avera. He's an upright Jew. You don't know that he has sins. But anyway, a person who we put in front of the congregation can't be an outright sinner. A normal person. Ufir ko na'e. Anyone want to interpret that? A person that doesn't have a bad name when he was younger. He has a pretty good name. People don't say he's a bad person. Ushval berech, he's humble. Umirutze la'am. People say, oh, we like this guy. V'yesh lo ni'ima, he has a nice voice. V'kolo arev. And he ultimately can read the brachas. He knows Torah, Nevi'im, Ksuvim. He can read the brachas. This is the chaz. What do I learn from this Gemara? One thing and one thing alone. The typical shliach tzibur is one that deals with real life and comes up there with real life and knows that life is not black and white. There's so many things happening. On the one hand, I want to learn Torah. Baki, b'neviim, b'ktuvim, lishnot b'midrash, b'halachot u'v'agadot. On the other hand, I have to work for a living. On the third hand, we don't even have three hands. I have small children at home. I have to make sure not to do averos, but on the other hand, I have to work for a living. How do I balance them? If a person doesn't get up there with a sense of balance, he's not a true representative of the majority of the congregation. And let me give you the typical example. Maseches Brachos. Excuse me. Who's a hero in Chazal? What's the best way to discern who's a hero? Whoever the Gemara writes a lot about. We have a lot about Rabbi Akiva. We know his early years. We know when he started learning Torah. We know the name of his wife. We know how he was killed, Lo Alinu. We know everything about him. He's high up there in terms of heroes. This hero, Rabbi Akiva, the Gemara says, when he davened alone, not in a minyan, he davened with such kavana that he started on this part of the room and ended on that part of the room. But what happens when he davened in a minyan? The Gemara exaggerates and says what? Anybody remember? He davened so quickly, no one can keep up with him. Something along those lines. In other words, when he davened with a minyan, can you say he didn't daven? No. He davened with a sense of balance. He, on the one hand, has to have kavan and have a good davening. On the other hand, there's something called tircha d'tzibura. Now, how do you balance? Tircha d'tzibura, having the congregation sit there and kvetch and yench and say, hey, davening's taking too long. And on the other hand, daven properly. You have to strike what? A balance. So for a chazan to stand up there for a longish monesrei is the exact opposite of the two things we said. First of all, it's abnormal. And second of all, he's not a true representative of the people there. If the people can barely keep up with him, that's the balance on the other side that's wrong. Absolutely. Absolutely. But the balanced chazan has to know that he is representing people that have different values at the same time, tugging at their time. And he has to strike that balance. We all have to daven mincha, preferably with a minyan and in shul. That's the halacha in Shulchan Aruch Siman Peitet. But on the other hand, there's other things tugging at our life. So how do we do both? So we come to shul. And on the other hand, you have to know, there's kids at home, there's other things happening. Strike a balance. Not too fast, not too slow. What's the magic word? What's the magic time? I don't think there is. It depends on the tzibur. It depends who you're representing. When I learned in yeshiva, even there was a balanced chazan. But a midah took longer than in a shul that's outside of a yeshiva. For very simple reasons. You have a little more time on your hands in a yeshiva when you're 18 without kids. Versus when you're 30 and you have kids and you have work and you have other things to do. So what I wanted to say today is one thing and one thing alone. If Judaism is not going to be portrayed as normal, we will lose more people than we will gain. But if you come to the prayer services and you remember that the prayer services is a true representation of the people and of their needs, and that's what true prayer is, as we said on Sunday, tefillah means petition, tefillah means request, then you have to come into shul and say to the newcomer to Judaism, you see, there's real people here. They have work, they have kids, they have many things, and yet they set aside time to pray to their God, to reiterate the basics of Judaism every day, three times a day. But how do we do it? In a normal fashion, we stand before God humbly, we stand before God in spirituality, we stand before God in devotion, but we don't forget where we are. Look what the Gemara says about the Chazan on the fast day. He doesn't get up there, and the Gemara says, let him strike everything out of his mind and be the chazan. No, he has to get up there with a sense of, look at all these problems, look at everything on my back. With my very full backpack, I come before God. Not, I'll leave the backpack outside, let me come in. So therefore, the unbalanced chazan is the one that has no connection with the people there. The balanced chazan is the one that understands that he's a representative of the people there. And thus, he will strike a balance in the length of davening, and he will strike a balance in how he davens. And hopefully he will have a beautiful davening before God with this balance in hand. Not a davening before God that's totally disconnected from life and from the people that he's representing. As Rabbi Akiva, if he's at home, let him do what he wants. But if he's a shliach tzibur, the Gemara is very explicit. He must have, a shliach tzibur must be a person that represents that congregation authentically, albeit no sins, etc. And therefore I conclude this morning by saying the following. No. There is no excuse that I know of a chazan getting up and saying, I want to have kavana in my davening, I will take as long as I want because the only thing in my mind right now is davening. That's never been a typical chazan. That's never been the requirement in halacha. And I will even add, that is exactly opposed to what halacha, in my opinion, is trying to produce. We are supposed to be representatives of the tzibur. The tzibur is balancing different things. Let's make sure the chazan is balanced as well.